Welcome to the Running After 40 podcast, the podcast about all things related to running at 40 and beyond, produced by www.runningwithgrit.com. We help you stay physically healthy and emotionally strong at any running pace. I'm Sarah, your host, and a wife, a full-time working mom with three kids, three dogs, and a lifetime passion for running. Whether you are a veteran runner looking to maximize your times as a master runner, or a brand new jogger starting in your 40s, 50s, or any age, this podcast will be there for your journey. I want to share stories, secrets, and strategies for success. This includes mistakes and lessons learned, all related to running past age 40. Let's hit the play button together and hit the roads as runners with grit after age 40. Hi guys, welcome to episode 114 of the Running After Age 40 podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and I'm super excited about this episode today. So this episode is just going to be my favorite ways to stay motivated as a runner. So it's really all about when you think about the people that you're around and you look at the people who have stuck with a workout plan or an exercise plan, or, you know, running throughout the years, you really start to develop some curiosity about why certain people stick with it and why people don't. So sometimes looking at the reasons that people don't stick with it will help you even more than the reasons that people do stick with it. And it just makes you think. So if you take nothing else away and you stop, you know, listening to this right away, think about that. Just think about the people that are in your circle who maybe they started a fitness journey and they just can't stick with it. Find three things, three characteristics about why you think they're not succeeding in that. It might be, you know, that they're not putting themselves first. Maybe they're putting everyone else before them and not really taking charge of their health. Maybe it's that they don't feel confident enough to do it. Like maybe they feel like, you know, no matter what, I'm just not going to get where I want to go. So I'm going to not start in the first place. Or just maybe they, you know, have started and they went too hard all out and they didn't pace themselves in an exercise program or in a race. And thus they hated it and they decided to never do it again. I don't know. But you're not going to figure out, you know, what works and learn from others if you don't learn from not only your own mistakes, but those that others make too. So you can also do a self-reflection. If you're listening to this and you're telling me, Sarah, I have tried to be a runner for the last 10 years, or, you know, I did two races 5 years ago and I'm trying to get back into it, but I cannot get consistent. Let's figure out why. What's behind that? And why are you consistent with certain things, but you can't get consistent with exercise? So I'm going to share my favorite ways. And, you know, I've been running since I was 16 years old and actually really consistently. The only time I ever really took a period of time off from running was when I had to have knee surgery. And even after that, I was doing aqua jogging and the elliptical as soon as possible. And then I got back to running pretty quickly. I had a little time where we were doing fertility that I had to be really careful that my running wasn't too much. So it was more of a really slow jog, but I still was out there doing it. So running to me has been something that I have been able to stick with. So I hope that you'll be able to take a few things away from this and apply them to your life too. So number one is just related to your self-image. I've always considered that I am a runner. And it doesn't matter how slow, guys. And it doesn't matter if I'm doing races that year or not. I am a runner. Like, I don't consider myself a jogger, even though some would definitely say, like, I saw you out jogging or I saw you out walking. It might be more like that now, like this slog, but I still consider myself, if I introduce myself to someone and they ask me, you know, a tidbit about myself, you're going to hear me say, like, I'm a runner. I love running on trails. I've been a distance runner all my life. And that is just part of my self-image. And when you start to say those kind of things to other people, or even to yourself, you start to believe it, ingrain it, and your brain starts to believe it. And then it's really hard to not be that kind of person, right? We are who we say we are. And so if you're saying that you're a runner, you're going to be a lot more apt to stick with it. And if you opposingly, like if you phrase it like, I'm training for a marathon or I'm training for a 5K, but you don't really adopt the mentality of a runner, most likely as soon as that race is over, you're going to not stick with your running or your exercise habit because you associated your self-image with doing that training plan and not with the lifestyle that a runner would live. So hopefully that, you know, those two, you understand the difference between it. And you definitely can train for a race and be a runner. But like during that time, you just have to remember to associate yourself. Your self-image should be that of a runner, of a fit person who goes out and does running, whether or not you're training for a race. And it's not of a jogger. It's not of a kind of runner, you know, not we're taking kind of out of the equation. It's not just a jogger. We don't want to use the word just. We are a runner. And if you're listening to this podcast, most likely you can associate with that and you can say, I am a runner. One quick trick for you too is to talk to yourself in third person. So if you are going through a hard time, and you're having yourself get, you know, hard time getting out of bed, you're having a hard time getting those miles in, you know, talking to yourself, Sarah, you are a runner. Sarah, you're a runner. Sarah, you're the kind of person who gets your runs in. Talking to yourself in third person is a way to trick your brain. And it's almost like someone else is coaching you through it. So it's just a very, very fast way. Use your name and talk to yourself. And that will boost your self-image related to running too. All right. Number two. This is the second reason and the second way, it's my favorite way to stay motivated as a runner is to rest. And I don't mean rest as in not running. I mean that you have to make sure you're not pushing yourself every single day. It doesn't mean that you can't exercise every day. You should be able to walk every day. There's no reason that you can't. And you can probably run and then cross train. You know, I don't know what your individual training plan is, but you can't run hard every day. If you do that, you're going to get injured. You're not going to stick with it. And you're not going to ultimately be able to run, you know, in decades and beyond. So when I say, you know, my favorite way to stay motivated as a runner is to rest, I don't mean rest from running. I mean running slow. And so on your slow days, you need to go slower than is even comfortable and really rest your body and make sure that you're doing the active recovery too. And active recovery is rest, whether it's, you know, elevating your legs, it's eating well, it's going to bed at a decent time. There's nothing that is going to help you stay motivated as much as sleep, guys. And if you're like me at all, you're going to get crabby when you don't get sleep. And the last thing that you're going to do is want to put your shoes on. Doesn't mean that you're going to jump out of bed, even if you get that perfect 8 hours of sleep, but you're going to be a whole lot more apt to. Okay. So rest doesn't mean just staying in bed and sleeping. It means getting active, rest, running slow, you know, alternating slow days, fast days, crossing cross training days, and then getting sleep at night. All right. Number three, this is really one of my top actually favorite ways to stay motivated is to consume information related to it. So I used to be, you know, pretty fanatic about reading the Runner's World. And I think it was Running Times magazine. Obviously now with the internet, it's really easy to stay motivated. You know, what does your social media feed look like? Is it people talking about wine and yoga glasses, or is it people talking about going to get fit? Because if it's, you know, the wine and yoga and, you know, laughing about, you know, I have some of these, like the memes and stuff, like that's okay. But like, just make sure it's not all that. Because if you start to see that, you start to normalize it and you're like, oh, everybody's like that. It's okay that I'm taking a break and I'm not that fit. And it's just the way that people are nowadays. And, you know, the more that you consume that kind of information, it will infiltrate your brain and you'll start to think that, and that's how you're going to act. So the people that are filling up your social media feed should be people that are getting it done, getting their exercises done, whether it's running or elliptical or weight training. Like, those are the people that you want to see and want to emulate. And that's also the people that you're with on a daily basis. Like, we want to consume information and consume time with people that we want to be like. So do a little audit of your social media. See who you're following. Unfollow people. Like, they don't know, guys. So it's not going to hurt. Like, you can unfollow people that are putting stuff out there that isn't, you know, your goal and isn't related to how you want to live your life. All right. Number four is really just doing your workout at the same time every day. I guess it's not like something that I love, because if I was really to be honest, I can be a procrastinator related to exercise. So it's like, when I say my favorite way to stay motivated, it's just something that works for me. I don't mean that I love doing it. But if you dedicate the same time every day, your brain's just going to be apt, your legs are going to be ready at that time. And that's, you know, the whole argument of discipline versus motivation. You're going to be a lot more disciplined if your body's used to it and ready for it at the same time every day. It's not always possible. So, you know, work gets in the way, family gets in the way, that's totally fine. But as much as possible, dedicate the same time every day, and you're going to be more likely to stick with a training plan than you are not. Number five is to be your own best friend. And what I mean by this is, when you think about how some people stick with running, it's because they treat themselves like they would their best friend or somebody that they're in love with, right? So they actually put the time on their calendar. You always see that. I think it's kind of cheesy when they say, like, schedule your workout time on your calendar. But there's a reason behind this. And the reason is because you wouldn't cancel on your best friend. Well, you might if, like, something really came up, but most likely you're not going to cancel. And people cancel on themselves all the time. And so if you see it on there and you see Sarah, you know, run one-on-one, I don't know, put it on there like that, you know, and then you're like, you really think twice before canceling it, because it's on your calendar. And you have to think to myself, would I cancel on my best friend? And if you wouldn't, then don't cancel on yourself. You want to be your own best friend, your own biggest fan, and no one's going to support you and believe in you as much as you should. Okay. No one. No one's going to believe in you and support you as much as you believe in yourself. Number six is your why. And this has to be deep, guys. Like, your why can't be because this summer you want to look good in your bathing suit when your family goes to Florida, or, you know, you want to look good at your son's wedding, or, you know, ex-husband, or whatever it is, like, or that you want to beat someone in a race. Like, those, the last part, I guess, could kind of be if you wanted to try to, you know, run one of your fastest times. That's an okay why, but I want you to go deeper than that. And even if it was, like, about your ex-husband and looking good, you know, to show up at the wedding or whatever, of somebody that you're going to see him at. Like, what's your why behind that? And ask yourself that. So if your why was, you know, you want to look good in your swimsuit, like, why? Who are you going to try to impress? Is it because you want to be proud of yourself? Is it because you want to look strong for your children or your grandchildren? Is it because, you know, you've always looked at other people as, you know, being more fit, and this is something that you wanted to be because you wanted to be healthy and live a long time? And that, you know, if you look good in your bathing suit, then that probably means that you're able to run and swim with your grandkids. I don't know, like, go deeper than that first why and start to dig in. And the deeper you go and the more you find your true why, the more dedicated and consistent you're going to be to your running. Okay. If you just go to that first thing that you think of, it's probably not very deep and it's not going to keep you going. And then number seven, and this is the last and final one, is to give yourself something to like that as a reward to yourself. And I talk a lot about rewards on this podcast, but this is just related to sticking to running. I want you to think about something that you're only going to do if you get your run in. Okay. It might be a hot bath and you only do like, you know, 5 extra minutes if you got your run in that day, or you might have a certain kind of smoothie and you only do that if you got your run in. It might be during the run that you only listen to this one podcast. It's kind of cheesy, but you love it. And you only listen to that during your run, or you only talk to a certain friend during your run. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe if you're a treadmill runner, you've got a show that you watch and you only let yourself watch that, you know, when you're running. But that is a great, great way to get your body to stick with it and see like a tiny reward that's going to come out of that. And you're going to be amazed at your consistency. So those are my favorite ways to stay motivated as a runner. There's a lot more to it than that. And a lot of the reasons that personally I run is because I want my girls, well, and my son too, but just to see myself, you know, I want to be here for a long time for them. And I want them to realize that exercise makes us really strong mentally and physically. And I do a better job at work. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better everything to everyone. I'm a better me to myself if I run. So I have a lot like behind my why that goes deeper than that. But it really does help me. And again, it's just part of my self-image. And it's, I know that running makes me who I am. So it's a heck of a lot easier for me to stick with it. And I think it will be for you too as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Running After Age 40 podcast. If you like the show, please be sure to rate and give us a like in iTunes. Also, check out our website, www.runningwithgrit.com, for all things related to running over the age of 40. We have a special gift guide up for the holidays on the site, designed to share stocking stuffer ideas and gifts for runners at pretty much every price. Thanks for listening.